It's a beautiful spring afternoon across eastern New York and western New England. Temperatures are running right around average for this time of year, and it's not as windy as it was yesterday. We've had a lot of sunshine through the day. We're seeing a few wispy high clouds fly through, mainly along and south of I-90. And unfortunately, things are going to turn gray and damp at times over the next couple of days. So the weather will transition back to unsettled. Though not super damp initially, rain chances will ramp up, especially later on Friday into Friday night and Saturday, and there is going to be the potential for some flooding as some of the heavier rain comes through as we head into the upcoming weekend. Right now, though, things are looking okay, so if you have plans over the next couple of hours, the weather will not be a concern, and I would recommend maybe spending some time outside if you can and enjoying some of this quiet springtime weather. Clouds will increase tonight, and there is the chance of at least a shower or two as the night moves along, especially after midnight. I don't think the rain chances are going to be particularly high, but there will be a few showers that come through. But again, that's mainly after midnight. Lows tonight will be in the 30s and 40s, so it's not going to be quite as chilly. Then into the day tomorrow, unfortunately, it does look cloudier than today. We'll call it mostly cloudy. There may be a little bit of sun that gets through from time to time. Now, there is the chance for some showers tomorrow. It's not going to rain the entire day, and I don't think any of the rain's going to be super heavy, but it'll be a good idea to have your umbrella with you during the day tomorrow. Temperatures will be largely in the 50s. Then on Friday, it'll turn milder as highs come up into the 60s. We'll have a gusty wind out of the south, and there's the chance for some rain and even some thunderstorms on Friday, mainly later in the day. So the later you go on Friday, the greater the opportunity for some wet weather, and that rain threat continues Friday night into the day on Saturday. Again, I will reiterate the potential for some flooding as some of these downpours come through. With the snow melt still across the higher terrain, running down into the rivers, that's certainly something that we are kind of used to this time of year, so keep that in mind. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, lows in the 30s to around 40, and for tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, and highs in the 50s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta, tonight increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, low 36 to 44, tomorrow mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, and highs in the 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield, tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and highs in the 50s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires, tonight, increasing clouds, a chance of showers late, low 38 to 44. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers, highs in the 50s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain and thunderstorms, windy and warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. And on Saturday, mostly cloudy with periods of rain, possible thunder, windy and warm, with highs in the 60s to around 70. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.